Hi everyone, my name is Julian, and I'm here to talk about my rather unusual career path in the culinary world. Like many young chefs, after finishing my training, I initially assumed I'd be working in a top-end restaurant in the city centre. As it turned out, my very first professional role was based in a large hotel, which gave me a fantastic grounding in dealing with high-volume services. I stayed there for 3 years. While the pay was reasonable and I didn't mind the long shifts, it wasn't the physical exhaustion that eventually got to me. It was actually the relentless stress of the environment that forced me to rethink my career choices. I knew I needed a completely different pace if I wanted to stay in the food industry. I began exploring opportunities as a private cook. I applied for a position with a well-known actor and almost got it. But at the last minute, an agency matched me with a fashion model who was looking for a full-time chef. It seemed like a highly unusual and exciting opportunity, so I jumped at the chance. There was a catch, though. My new boss was strictly vegan. Coming from a traditional culinary background, I was used to relying heavily on butter, cheese, and meat. I naively assumed she would want me to prepare endless bowls of green salads. However, I quickly learned that her absolute favourite ingredient to see on the menu was mushrooms, as they provide a wonderfully rich, earthy quality to dishes. I essentially had to completely relearn how to cook. Baking without eggs was particularly tricky. In my early experiments, I tried using mashed bananas as a substitute in cakes, but the flavour was far too overpowering. Fortunately, I soon found out that using applesauce was the ideal solution for keeping cakes moist without ruining the taste. People often ask me what the most difficult aspect of plant-based cooking is. Many assume it's inventing completely new recipes from scratch, but to be completely honest, achieving the perfect texture proved to be my biggest hurdle. Getting a dairy-free sauce to be perfectly silky takes a huge amount of trial and error. An unexpected side effect of this new job was how it affected me personally. I started eating exactly what I was cooking for my boss. I thought I might lose weight, but what I really noticed was a massive improvement in my energy levels. I no longer felt sluggish during the afternoons, which was an absolute revelation to me. This experience completely ignited my passion for plant-based gastronomy, and I now want to take it much further. Instead of just taking advanced culinary classes, I'm currently enrolled in a course focusing on business management because I need to thoroughly understand the financial side of the food industry before I take my next big step. And what is that next step? Well, a lot of my former colleagues are saving up to open their own fine dining restaurants or local cafes. That's not for me, though. I am actually putting together a detailed plan to launch a delivery service, providing gourmet plant-based meals directly to people's homes. When people ask me to describe my current approach to cooking, they often expect me to use words like healthy or clean. While those are certainly true, I prefer to think that the food I create is truly innovative. It's all about pushing boundaries and proving that plant-based cuisine can be spectacular.